Because giving machatzis a shekel, you know, there's a custom to give machatzis a shekel, half a dollar, $3.50 right before Purim. So this year becomes a shaila. So usually we bring it. You already start seeing the baskets out there on the bima and Tainis Esther in Mincha time, and then it's still there Leil Purim, and it's already there morning of Purim. So usually you could accomplish both Erev Purim Tainis Esther. You accomplish both Din of Tainis Esther and Purim. What happens this year when we obviously have it split up, where Purim is going to be Sunday and Tainis Esther is going to be Thursday? So is it better to give it on Tainis Esther, or is it really a din in giving in Purim? You should wait till maybe Motzei Shabbos Megillah reading, or maybe Sunday morning Megillah reading. So that's the Shaila. And the reason I'm speaking about it now is because this week is Parsha Shkalim on this coming Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in number one, it really Rama writes, that Yesh Litno Bileil Purim Kodem Shemes Pala Mincha. You're supposed to give it the night of Purim, but Mincha time. Well, Mincha time is really Tainis Esther. So is it a din in Tainis Esther, or is it a din in Purim? And what's interesting about the Ramah, he goes against the Masecha Sofrim. Masecha Sofrim it's a Brisa, which is of Tanaic strength, and he's going against the Tana. The Masecha Sofrim writes that Tzrichin Kol Yisrael Laseis Shikleyan Lifnei Shabbos Zachor, which is going to be prior to Purim. It's not the Tainis Esther, it's going to be the week earlier usually. So are you supposed to give it on Tainis Esther, or are you supposed to give it the week prior to Parsha Zachor? That's the Shaila. So we have to understand, take a step back and understand what's the nature and the requirement to give machatzis ha-shekel each and every year. So the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, mitzvah number Aseh Kuf Ein Aleph, he says that there's a mitzvah, Lo seis machatzis ha-shekel b'chol shana. Every single year, you have to bring a machatzis ha-shekel, as the Pasuk in Parshas Ki Sisa tells us. Now if you look at the Sefer Yireim, you look around, the Sefer Yireim does not count a mitzvah machatzis ha-shekel. So that's why there's nothing here. There's a name of Sefer Yireim, but I didn't bring anything to quote because there is nothing to quote. So what's the machlokas whether there's a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? Machatzis ha-shekel. So Rav Asher Weiss writes, and many other Achronim write this as well, because the Sefer Yireim assumes, so what's the point of shkalim? What do you use a shkalim for?
By kabbalah,
exactly. So it's really just a hechsher mitzvah of funding the kabbalah. There's no mitzvah b'fnei asmo to give shkalim. We need to fund the karbanos. So we each need to have a chelek in the karban tamid. So by giving our shkalim, that's how we have a chelek. But there's no independent idea of just giving shkalim. So the Yireim doesn't count it as a mitzvah, because when he says there's a mitzvah of karban tamid, and there's a mitzvah of karban tzibur, of the musaf, or whatever other karbanos tzibur he mentions, it's understood that you have to pay shkalim to be part of those karbanos. So there is no independent mitzvah. But if lefi the Rambam, who counts machatzis ha-shekel as a separate mitzvah, there's an independent mitzvah to give shkalim. Regardless of what the funds are being used for, there's an inyan to give shkalim. So we'll see this further in the Rambam, how this is clear, the very fact that he counts a mitzvah. So look what Rashi writes in number 6 in Gemara and Ksubis. Rashi writes, shokel as shiklo, it's quoting a mission shkalim, you give a shekel to fulfill your annual obligation. Shokel b'shvilo shekel shuchayv l'chol shana l'karbonos Tzibur. Rashi tells us what's the purpose of Shkalim. The purpose is to fund the Karbanos Tzibur. So Rashi would seemingly be like the Yireim. There's no independent mitzvah of Shkalim. It's only a Hechsher mitzvah to fulfill the obligation of being part of the Karban Tzibur and fund the Karban Tzibur. But the Rambam again says there's a separate mitzvah of giving Shkalim. Well, he'll also agree. The Rambam cannot argue on that point. Everyone agrees the Shkalim is used for the Karban Tamid. So look how the Rambam sets up the halachas. Firstly, if you were writing the Rambam, where would you put the halachas of Shkalim? Which sefer? There's a Yad Chazaka, Yad stands for 14. They're 14th svarim of the Rambam.
Avoda.
You put them in Avoda, or Kabanos, because it has to do with the Karban Tamid. Anybody know where Hilchos Shkalim is found, which sefer?
Zmanim.
It's found in Zmanim, which is very strange. Further, where would you place Maseches Shkalim in the 6 Sidrei Mishnah? You would place them, seemingly, in Kodshim. Where is Maseches Shkalim found? It's found in Moed. So that indicates that it's really not part of the Karbanos. It's something independent. There's an annual, a Zman, a Moed, a yearly obligation to give Shkalim. So the Rambam, in fact, puts Shkalim in Hilchos, in Sefer Zmanim. And it's clear the way the Rambam presents the halacha is the number 7, the very first halacha of all Hilchos Shkalim. He writes, Mitzvah Aseh Minat Torah, Litain kol ishim Yisrael. Every yid has to give machatis hashekel b'chal shana v'shana. Every single person, even an ani. Now, what do you do with them? So he doesn't tell us what the money is used for until Perek Dalad, which I think is the last Perek of Shkalm, if I remember. It says, Chumas halishcha ma yasa. But what do you do with all the funds that's been collected? Lo kin mimenu tamidim shakoyo. You buy the daily tamid. You bring the carbon musaf. So the Rambam, the fact that he detaches the purpose with the mitzvah tells us that machatzis hashekel, the giving, is an independent concept. Once you have money, so you may as well use them for a good purpose, so buy karbanos with them. But it's really detached from the taking part in the karban tamid. So that's the machlokas. Is it a din in karbanos, or is it a din of just a maisa nesina? We'll get to what the deeper part of that is, but just a maisa nesina of giving shkalim. So let's go through some nafkaminas. Page number 2. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah, the Gemara in the Ketubah quotes a Mishnah that you could be Tormin. Tormin is that when you take the money, Tormin is to be separate, like Truma. We separate Truma. So Tormin is when you take the money out of the Shkalim, you use it to buy Karbanos. So you could be Tormin Al Ha'avid, even though money had been sent to the Beis HaMikdash and it got lost along the way, that person whose money was lost will still be included in that Karban. Even though Lamaisa never made its way over to the Beis HaMikdash, he's still included. And you're also Tormin Al HaGavoy, something that's been collected. Even though it hasn't been collected yet, it's on the way to be collected. That's considered already Gavoy. And Al HaAsid LaGavos, that which is in the future to be collected, that's also included. So what does that mean, Al HaAsid LaGavos, that which is going to be collected down the line? So this is a very important Rashi. Rashi writes in number 10, the bold. Afilu lo nigval acher mikan. Even if it never gets collected, yesh lo chelek b'tshuma uber karbanos. I intend on sending my shkalim, but I actually don't get around to it. I forgot. So does that mean when the carbon talmud is brought every single day, or the carbon tzibur is brought, does that mean I don't have a chelek in it? Says Rashi, chas v'shalom. No, of course I have a chelek in it. Even if my money never made its way over, I still have a chelek in the carbon. As opposed to Tosfos, and we'll get to explain the machlokas in just a second. Tosfos writes there in that same Gemara, in the end of number 11, Allah asid legavos sheyavo lidei gavoy levasov, only if it makes its way at the end. So eventually if I pay my due sometime during the year, retroactively, I had a chelek in every single carbon that was brought, every carbon tzibur brought throughout the year. But only if it makes its way over eventually. Rashi says, even if it never makes its way over, I still have a chelek in it. So what's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos? Whether it has to make its way over or not for me to have a chelek? So it's taller than this machlokas. According to Tosfos, the whole purpose of Shkalim is in order to fund the karbanos and for me to have a chelek. So the only way I could have a chelek is if the money eventually makes its way over. And without that, I have no chelek in this karban. Rashi assumes that the giving of the Shkalim is independent. I have a chelek in karbanos regardless of whether or not I give a Shkalim. There's an independent mitzvah to give shkalim. When you give the shkalim, it's used to fund them, but that's not my way of having bailus in the carbon. I have a bailus like any other yid has a bailus. I have a bailus in this carbon. We have a chelek in this carbon. The money I'm sending is simply just to help fund it. But if I don't fund it, I still have a part in this carbon. So that's one machlokes, one nafkamina, whether shkalim is a din in karbanos or it's an independent maisa nesina. Yeah.
How is it working in Lemafria? Even though I haven't done a maisa to be a shutuf in the carbon and tzibur. According to Rashi, it's maybe a little even harder, but according to Tosfos, it'll work lamafreya, and I didn't do any maisa to be a shutuf in with that tzibur.
Right. It's a very good question. You might have to view it as somewhat of a loan. Like I'm loaning bailus, and I'm having outstanding payment. If I don't pay my due, then that was a retroactively that loan I was given would get nullified. My chelek of bailus was nullified if I never pay my due. I don't think it's a crazy concept.
That exists elsewhere and also...
Nothing comes to mind, but I don't think it's a crazy concept. But people could say, listen, if you pay your due by the end of the year, then you're considered a member, as long as you pay. But if you don't, retroactively, your use of the shul was stealing, let's say. I don't think it's a crazy concept to think of. Obvious. A question? I see you're working hard there. Question? Okay, fine. So that's the first nafkamina. Next nafkamina is how old do you have to be chayv in giving shkalim? What would you think? If I had to ask you, at what age would you have to be chayv in shkalim?
13.
13, right. Like any other chayv bar mitzvah. Any other mitzvah?
times you have to be.
Yeah.
It's older. It's older.
What's the age?
20.
Yeah. When it comes to kapara, we're not bar onchin until the age of 20.
Right.
So look what the Ramban writes in number 12. Ramban writes in Parshas Kisisa, Ki ashkalim le karbanos, the purpose of the shkalim are for karbanos, eina mi ben esim shana lamal, it's not from the age of 20, ella, mishahivi shtei saros of the chayv lishkal, when he reaches the age of bar mitzvah, he's chayv like any other mitzvah.
So then it's not arrived.
No, we'll see. Well, not all karbanos are kapara.
Right.
Some karbanos are just nedava, karban tamid, not necessarily kabar. So just being involved in karbanos, like any other mitzvah deraisa, I need to be 13 to wear tefillin, I'm chayv mid deraisa, tzitzis, everything is 13 years old. That's very simple. Rashi writes in Menachos that it's from the age of 20 you're chayv in shkalim. So where's the age of 20 come from? So look what the Rabbeinu Bechai writes. Rabbeinu Bechai writes in the bold Parshas Kisisa as well. The fika chayamevi kol echad ve'echad miyisrael eser geira lios lehem lekapara. The purpose of the giving, the actual mice in the scene of giving shkalim, which equals 10 geira, that is a kapara. What's the kapara for? Al she'avru al aseres hadibros. Aseres hadibros, they violated the aseres hadibros, so they have to give eser geira, which equals a half a shekel. A full shekel is a full shekel is 20 geira. Half a shekel is 10 geira, 10 and 10 dibros. It's a kapara, giving something up. The Messias Nefesh is giving money away. That's the kapara. Nothing to do with karbanos. They violated the aseret dibros, so they give tzedakah as a kapara. V'lo haya mevi elami ben esim shana v'mala, only at the age of 12. Why? V'fisha ain based in shalmala ma'anishin v'pachas mishal esim. Based in shalmala doesn't give punishments unless a person's over the age of 20. Based in Shalmata, down here, we punish people for the age of 13. But when it comes to punishments, me based in Shalmala, it's only the age of 20. So this is the same machlokas. If you think the purpose of Shkalim is just to fund the karbanos, it's like a regular mitzvah. So the age of 13, we should all be chayiv. But if it's simply the giving, is the idea to receive kapara, by giving Mesiras Nefesh as a kapara for violating Averos, so that would only kick in at the age of 20. So this is another nafkamina. Because I said Dibros, so I'm not sure, we figure out what exactly the Avera was. It's a very good question. Because does he mean here because the Chet HaEgel, is that what he means here? Then it's a good Kasha. Now I seem to recall now, the Mishnah in Shkalim, I need to look this up. There might be a Deya that Kohanim might not be Chayiv in Shkalim. But the reason is, because they say, remember this reason? They say, remember the reason why? Okay, so the reason I think is because there's a din that I need to look at the Mishnah Shkalim. There is one Shita, but I don't think it's for this reason of the Chet HaEgel. I think it's for a different reason. Of any carbon that a Kohen is a Chelek in, you don't eat the, that's Menachos. So Minchas Kohen you don't eat. But it's a very good point.
So you're going to have to mean Kachem.
Why?
Some of the Kapara.
Well, this is Karbanos Tzibur. So kachet kachim is usually referring to chatas
right.
And ola,
right.
And so I'm not sure. I don't know. I need to look it up again. It's a good question.
It's in Shkalim.
I'm not going to find the Mishnah so quickly though. It's not so big, but it's been a while. But if you find it, the Mishnah that talks about it, I think the Kohanim thought that they're pater from giving Shkalim. I think there's a Mishnah that says this. You find it. So, okay. Yeah.
The last line. What, is there any significance? For machas is the shekels.
There's got to be something very, very powerful with that. He doesn't explain what that is. The Yerushalmi says that the idea of Pidyon HaBen and the calculation and the value of Pidyon HaBen has to do with the selling of Yosef, Mechiras Yosef. And Mechiras Yosef is really, that Avera has really caused many Averas down the line. And I'm sure it has to do with the Chet HaEgel. So I'm not sure if that's what he's trying to imply here, but Pidyon HaBen is also supposed to be a kapara as well. So that's probably the correlation without explaining so much. Yeah.
I just wanted to say that the reason that you need to give the Machzor Shekel to find the Karbanos, then how can they use any of that money for other things?
Ah, very good. So you could only use the money for that given year. Once the year ends, everyone has to refund it. So once it's left over, so then Beis Din has the right to change money. So let's say, for example, someone gives money, tzedakah, to a shul, and therefore I want to buy the Aron Kodesh. So you're not allowed to change that. But if the Shiva Tuve year, the seven people who are the board of directors, let's say, decide we're going to transfer it to something else, only with that permission can they change it. So you're right, lichatchila, you shouldn't be able to move it, use it for anything else, but once the Beis Din decides otherwise, then they're allowed to. It's a very good question also. Okay, so now what about Zman Hazeh? Would there be a mitzvah b'Zman Hazeh to give shkalim? So the Mishnah Shkalim says, Hashkalim v'abikurim ein nagin ela b'fnei abayis, because it's there to fund the karbanos, which is very simple. You found it?
I think so.
Can I'll finish this piece and I'll look at it.
Yeah. They're not,
you can ask, but they're not taken, done by force, and okay. Also because they're not paid for their performance of avodah b'samikdash.
I think it's a different one I was looking for, though. There might be another one more explicit about this. Yeah, it's the next one, actually. Okay, I'll look at it. At the end, I'll get back to this blue nether. So, so the Mishnah says explicitly that Bizman Hazeh, there is no mitzvah of giving shkalim, which is a very, very makes a lot of sense, very logical, because look what the Rabbeinu Avadia Bartanura writes in number 16, came in chain carbon, ain't shkalim. The whole purpose of shkalim is to fund the carbonos, so lemaisa, if there's no carbonos, Bizman Hazeh, there's no chiv shkalim. But the Smag says something very subtle. You have to pay attention to pick up what he says. He says the same thing. Shkalim eina nagin el b'fnei abayis. Said also, he paskins like the Mishnah. Shina Amar, he quotes a pasuk. V'lakach des kesav ha-kipurim. So what's the Smag doing? I bolded it, but what's significant in what he's doing? No, that way it's called. He's bringing a pasuk. Do you need to bring a pasuk to say that there's no chiv karbanos b'zman hazeh? There's no Beis HaMikdash, so of course there's no karbanos.
Yeah, Ohel Moed.
What?
Avodat Ohel Moed.
Yeah, no, only when there's Ohel Moed is there a mitzvah, but there's no Ohel Moed.
Is Mikdash Mat, is the shul, is anything that, you know.
No, but there's no karbanos. The point of the shkalm is for karbanos, so I don't need to bring a raya that there's no shkalm because there's no karbon to speak of. I don't need a pasuk for that. It's a basic svara. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, that means there's no karbanos, and then that means there's no shkalm. That's what Rabbeinu Bartanura writes. Why is a smag writing here a pasuk? It's only because a pasuk tells me that there's no mitzvah b'zman hazeh, which implies if there weren't to be a pasuk, but then there would be a chiv shkalim. What would I do with those shkalim? So what's the smag assuming then? Must be that the mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. There's a mitzvah to give shkalim regardless of the karbanos.
Maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built tomorrow and you'll have the shkalim to be ready to...
go. Very good. I like the emunah, I do. No, seriously. So, no. I think Elliot's a great point. What I said was a suggestion. I think Elliot's saying could be perfect. I'm going to build on that. We'll go off topic just a little bit because you mentioned that. So there is a idea, we want to be prepared. We want to be prepared for the Beis HaMikdash. So if it comes, so the next day, or maybe that day, Mashiach comes, we could buy a tleh, and we have to start, there's a din, then when it comes to the sheep of the carbon tamid, you have to do, what's it called? Shimur, bikur dalad yamin, bikur 4 days, right? Based on learning from, what's the source of that?
Pesach,
Karban Pesach, right? Moado. Karban Pesach, Mitzrayim had 4 days of Bikur. Right? Shabbos Agado was the 10th of Nisan. They watched it for 4 days. The 14th of Nisan, they shechted it. The Pasuk says, Moado by Karban Pesach, Moado by Karban Tamid. Gzer Shav, the Gemara says, Dal Bikur Yamim for each of the sheep for the Karban Tamid. They always had 6 sheep ready, and they're always taking a look for the Mumim, and then after 4 days, they had shechted it for the Karban Tamid. So Elliot's suggesting, no, maybe you would think that you should have a fund of shkalim waiting, and then when the Beis HaMikdash is ready, comes the pasuk to tell me not. So I'll take a step further. That according Elliot's saying, if the Beis HaMikdash is built, those who are learning Daf Yomi with us for these few days, anyone here is in the Daf Yomi? Elliot is, but you were in there yesterday, were you? For Shabbos afternoon, I didn't see you there.
No, I did in the morning.
Right, in the morning. Oh, the morning. You did the Megillah. No, I'm saying it's for Megillah.
Megillah, yeah.
Oh, you did it. Oh, so the Gemara there says, and the Rambam paskins this way, that Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's a your makrivim karbanos afal pi she'ein bias. Even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, you still bring karbanos because he holds kitchel shaita kitchel aslavo. There is still kedusha and hara bias, and therefore there's a chiyuv karbanos. And if you know where that makom is be'ach is, so you can bring karbanos. So it is shayach bezman hazeh to bring karbanos. We just don't know lemaisa where the makom and mizbeach is. And no, because Hutra, Tumah V'Tzibur. When the Tumah V'Tzibur, Hutra, there's no concern. If we're all Tameh, so that could override Karbanos. So Bizman is that the Rambam Paskin, that it's Chiv D'Raisa to bring Karbanos. It's just for technicalities, we don't know exactly where the Mizbeach is to bring it. Stay first, yeah, Aaron.
I'm sorry. Can I use that reasoning in Gemara and Beitza, where the Gemara says that in Daf Hey and brings two examples in Vav and Lamed, where the takana stays, even though the tam fell, right. The tam of the karbanos is not there because I don't have karbanos. But I know
that's by dinei derabanan. That's takanos.
Yeah. I was gonna say it's a daraisa, but can I use that klal that the it can't apply, right?
No. That's by takanos. How the times were built with the tam or without the tam, that's a different din.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just one more idea of this carbon of Eliot's idea. I mentioned this yesterday in the Megillah Shir, but I'll say it again now, that the Rambam Paskins Bizman Ezeh, there's a mitzvah Sfiras Omer. There's a machlokas whether or not we count Sfiras Omer deraisa or derabanan. That's a machlokas in the Gemara. It's a machlokas in the Rishonim. So the typical explanation is, if you assume that Sfiras Omer is connected to Karbanos, so then there are no Karbanos, so then there's no Sfiras Omer Deraisa anymore. And if it's independent of Karbanos, so then it should still be a Deraisa Bizman Hazeh to count Sfiras Omer. So the Rambam Paskin, that Sfiras Omer Bizman Hazeh is a mitzvah Deraisa. So that would assume that it's not connected to the Karbanos. But where does Rambam place the halachas of Sfiras Omer? Anyone know? No one knows? Hilchos Tmidim U'Musafim. He puts them in Hilchos Karbanos. So how does he put in Hilchos Karbanos and still say that Zechiyah Bizman Hazeh counting Sfiras Omer? So says Rav Chaim, because Bizman Hazeh, he paskins Kitchel HaShaita, Kitchel HaSalavo. There's still Kedusha and Harabayas. And there's still an active Chiyah to bring Karbanos. So therefore there's a Chiyah Deraisa to count Sfiras Omer. We don't know where the Makom Mizbeach is, so Lamaisa we don't bring. So that's what Eliot's suggesting, just a step further, that you would think, therefore, since it's a chiv to bring karbanos, there should be a chiv to bring shkom bizman hazeh, says the pasuk shenemar, no, v'lakach, that's a kesev at kippurim, only when there's an olam moed is there a chiv, but when there is no olam moed, there is no chiv anymore. It's tali on the beis hamigdash, not tali on the chiv karbanos. Okay, fine. So now the lamaisa bizman hazeh, we read parsha shkom. What's being accomplished when we read parsha shkom? Is it just a nice thing? A nice zecher? Or is it a real inyan to it? So look what the Sefer HaChinuch writes. Number 18, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Nogu kol Yisrael li zecher hadavar likros beis keneses b'chol shana v'shana parshazu shel kisisa. There's a nice minog it's a zecher. Nothing accomplished. It's a nice memory of what happened back then, but nothing really is taking place. According to the Medrash Tanchum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, you're standing here right now, but noticing lahem parsha shkalim, and you're giving them parsha shkalim, you're counting them in essence. Kach b'chol shana v'shana, every single year, shekorin osa, they're reading it, lefanai, ki'ilu at omed sham b'osa shah v'zokef es roshan. When you're reading it, it's like reenacting the giving of the shkalim. It's not just a zecher b'alma. It's ki'il, you're accomplishing something. So, how do you explain this machlokas, whether it's a zecher or whether it's a ki'ilu happening? So if the idea of shkalim is really simply to get to the purpose of karbanos, so reading it is not really getting to the goal. Reading about shkalim is not reading about karbanos. So it would only be zecher. No, but if it's really about the karbanos, I should read about karbanos. I shouldn't be reading about the shkalim. Only if you think giving the shkalim itself is a value in its own right, so then I could say reading the Parsha Shkalim is kilu, you're giving the Shkalim. But if the whole point of giving Shkalim is to get to the goal of funding and giving Karbanos, so reading the Shkalim doesn't really accomplish much. So the Sefer Chinuch says, it's a Zecher Ba'alma, because I'm not getting to the goal anyways, I'm not funding the Karbanos.
It's also a goal.
It's also a goal. You could say that, but if the goal is really Karbanos, we should read both Shkalim, and you should also read Karban Tamid. Reading Shkalim is only getting halfway. So if you say that, it's as if they're giving Shkalim, it has to be that it's the definition of Shkalim is the Mais and Asin. The giving itself has some value to it. And when you read it, there's some value to it. Now, this is based on a concept in Gemara Menachos and Gemara Tainus. Look at Gemara Menachos, that this ability that we have to read something, it's as if we're actually doing something. Look what the Gemara says in the end of Menachos, number 20, the last staff of Menachos. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, what does it mean? Zos taras achates v'zos taras ha'asham? What do you mean, Torah? Why are you putting the word Torah here? Kol osek b'toras chatas. Anybody who learns the sugi of chatas, ki'ilu hikriv chatas. As if you bring a chatas. And kol osek b'toras asham, ki'ilu hikriv asham. So to those who read Parsha Shkalim, it's as if you're bringing the Shkalim. It's as if you're actually bringing, which is an amazing thing. That learning the sugyas of something, it's ki'ilu, you're actually doing that ma'isa. You want to tangent a little bit here? So the this Gemara, by the way, in Bavli, does not appear anywhere in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi does not have such a concept. So what's going on here? So we know that we actually read in the Haftorah that there Malachim have six wings, right? And the Gemara in Chagiga says, there's other pasuk that says they have four wings. So do they have four wings or do they have six wings? So Gemara says, no. Gemara says one's Bizman HaMikdash, one's Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash. During the Zman HaMikdash, there are six wings, they're full. And when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, there are only four wings. What's four and six? Says the Gra, the six Sidrei Mishnah. During the Beis HaMikdash, we have all six Sidrei Mishnah are all relevant. They're all Halach L'maisa. Moed, Nezikin, Nashim, Taros, what else did I forget? Moed, Taros, Kachim, all six are relevant. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, we only have four that are Halach L'maisa. That's the four wings of the Malach. Which four are relevant? So Rashi writes in Bava Metzia that Moed, Nezikin, and Nashim are both all three are relevant. Which is the fourth? So the Bavli has, which one's the fourth? No, we only have Brachos. Kachim. Kachim is the fourth Bavli. Now the Yushalmi has also Nezikin, Nashim, Moed. What's the fourth Yushalmi we have? Not Kachim. Zeram. Because in Eretz Yisrael, where the Yushalmi was written, so Zeram is very Nogei. Halach Lamaisa. Kachim, Taros are not Nogei. So that's why the Bavli doesn't have Zeram, because Zeram isn't relevant in Chutzlart. So why do they have Kachim in Bavli? Because the Bavli holds its concept by learning Kachim, it's either your Makriv Kachim. Yushalmi doesn't have such a concept. For the Yushalmi, it's Lamaisa. You actually have to bring it. Limud HaTorah is not going to get you to the point of a Maisa. So Yushalmi is very Maisa focused, and the Bavli is very much into learning. That's why a Mishnah is called the Halacha in Yushalmi. Yushalmi is very Halacha Lamaisa. It's called the Halacha if you open up. But the Bavli is called the Mishnah, Vishinantam, to sharpen. Even learning itself could accomplish. There's a lot of other rais and nafkamins between the Bavli and the Yushalmi, that Yushalmi is focused on Halacha L'maisa, and the Bavli is focused on Limud HaTorah. Anyways, getting back to our point here, that we could only assume that reading Parsha Shkalim is as if you're bringing the Shkalim, if you assume that giving the Shkalim itself, that Maisa Nesina is a goal in its own right. But if you assume the purpose is to fund the Karbanos to get to the next stage, so the reading of the Shkalim doesn't get you there, it's simply a Zecher Ba'alma. Now let's look at number 22. The Gemara Megillah has a machlokas. What is Parsha Shkalim? So we know it's Parsha's Kisisa, but it's not so clear. Rav Amar in the Gemara there, Tzav es b'nei Yisrael v'amar tarleim es karbon hilachmi. You read Parsha's Pinchas, karbon tamit. And Shmuel Amar Parsha's Kisisa. So what's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel?
The klal?
What?
The klal between them?
What's Nukudas Machlokas? Same thing, right? Karbanos. If you assume the goal is to fund the Karbanos, so that's what Rav says, you should read the Karbanos, the Parsha's Karbanos. Tzav es b'nei Yisrael. Shmuel says, no, Shkalim has nothing to do with Karbanos. It's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo to give Shkalim. And that's why we read Parsha's Kisisa. Okay. So let's now move back to the time of when Shkalim should be given. So if you assume that the whole idea of Shkalim is only to fund the Karbanos, so when should you bring the Shkalim?
Never.
Never? Every day. Not just every day, before. You have to bring once a year. Once a year, then I have a chalik.
Before
Nisan. Aleph Nisan is where the cutoff line is. So as long as I give it sometime in Adar, who created before Purim, after Purim, before Zachar, after. As long as I get it in before Aleph Nisan, I fulfill my dues for the year. So that would be the simple understanding. But we don't have that sheet anywhere, in the at least what I saw. So what is Maseches Ketanos, right? So he explains, why do we give it in Adar? He explains in number 23, Lefikach hikdim v'amar l'moshe shu shiklei Yisrael kodmin l'shiklei Haman. Haman wanted to collect the shkalim as a ransom to the right to kill and destroy Am Yisrael. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, I want you to take Shkalim first, then preempt the Shkalim of Haman. Okay. So he writes in the Halacha Gimel, Maseches Ketanos, Maseches Sofrim, and therefore Tzrichin Kol Yisrael Lasei Shikleyen Lifnei Shabbos Zachor. Shabbos Zachor, we read about Amalek, which of course is a reference to Haman. So we want to preempt each year. We want to preempt that Parsha Zachor and give the Shkalim. And he says at the end here, the Maseches Sofrim writes, Va'aser Lomar Leim L'Shem Kofer Ela L'Shem Nedava. Now the Zman is there. There's a very important Halacha L'maisa. You cannot be too serious about Machatzis HaShekel, because if you're too serious, you're in essence being Maktish L'Shkalim, and now they're really hektish, and that's a lot of problems. So it's only a Zecher Ba'amo, we say. So he says, don't say L'Shem Kofer, rather L'Shem Nedava. But we see the idea of giving Machatzis HaShekel is to have a kapara. We did something wrong. Haman was going to destroy us, so we had to give money as a kapara to protect ourselves from Haman. We were deserving of some punishment from Haman, Hashem, you know, sending Haman after us. But we got a kapar by giving shkalim. That was the idea, to get a kapar. Nothing to do with karbanos. Nothing at all with karbanos. Just giving tzedakah, giving shkalim was a kapar for us, so Haman shouldn't get us. So this makes a lot of sense. So why then, if you go to the next page then, why then does the Darchei Moshe and the Ramah, the Ramah's comments on the Torah is called the Darchei Moshe, why in both places does the Ramah write to give it on Tainis Esther as opposed to Parsha Zachar? Same idea, but why did he change from the Masechet Sofrim? So the Gemara writes to number 26. Look at the Gemara, the first parak of Brachos, and look at Tosos Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph, Dibur Maskel Kore. So let's look those up. So the Gemara says in the Brachos Daf Vav, I'll read through the whole thing because it's interesting. Amar Rabbi Zeira Agra de Pirka Rahata. Fascinating Rashi there. Those who haven't seen it, Kedai, look inside. You know what the schar, agra, the schar you get for going to a shir? The running. That's what you for running to a shir is all the schar. Right now, you guys sitting in the shir are getting no schar, according to this Gemara. The fact that you ran here was it, you could leave now. Why is there schar? Because Rashi says, no one's going to remember anything I'm saying right now. So you're not going to get schar yediyah. You get schar running, schar alicha, schar running, that's it. Okay, what? Remember anything. Very good. Fine. So each of these are very interesting in their own right. Agra, the Beit HaMikdash, Shikusa, the schar of going to Beis Avel is to be quiet. You're not supposed to speak in a Beis Avel unless the Avel asks you to speak or addresses you. So Marzucha writes, Agra de Tanisa, you know what the schar for fasting is? It's not the fasting. It's not that pain. The tzedakah. Giving the tzedakah is the schar you get for Tanis. There's a big Indian to give tzedakah on a tainus. So that's what Tosas writes in Megillah, number 28. Hatam, why do we do maftir mincha on a tainus tzibur? Why not maftir in the morning? Much easier. Mincha, you know, davening in the morning is already long. Another 5 minutes won't be a big deal. Now mincha turns into a whole long thing with a haftorah there. So why do we do maftir and mincha on a tainus? He says, because we read, Dichsiv ba shamu mishpat vasu tztaka, there's an Indian to give tzedakah. The agra da tanisa tzedakah sa le'eis erev, the time that you get the schar for tainus, is giving tzedakah in the afternoon, mincha time. So for that reason, we read Haftorah, which mentions tzedakah in the afternoon. So on mincha, on any tainus, lav davka tainus tzibur, tainus Esther, any tainus tzibur, there's an inyan to give tzedakah during mincha. And that's the idea. So the Gra is telling us, why do we give machatzis HaShekel on the afternoon of tainus Esther? It's because the agra de tanisa, it's the akasa. It's the kapar, by giving shkalim, giving tzedakah, nothing to do with karbanos at all. Giving shkalim, that mesiras nefesh, is the kapar that we're supposed to get, and that's magnified when we're giving it on a tainus. Yeah, the Maseches Sofrim says, give it before a zachor, preempting Haman, that's a beginning, but to put it, to have it fall out on tainus tzibur, on tainus Esther, that's even greater schar, that's going to be even a greater kapara. So now what we're seeing is that machatzis shekel, the mice in the scene, is really a din in tzedakah. That's why it's a din in tzedakah. That's nothing to do with karbanos, it's a din in tzedakah, and we know that tzedakah does give a person kapara. So let's just go through a few rayas here, how we see elsewhere that shkalim is a din in tzedakah. How much does a person have to give every single year in tzedakah? Anybody know? With a bare minimum? Right, the Gemara tells them about basra, a shlisha shekel. The Gemara says in number 21:9, it says, Amar Ravasi li olam al yimna adam atzmo milases shlishis Hashekel b'shana. A person should never give less than a third of a shekel. It's not that much money. Oh, at least a third every single year. I like a pretty arbitrary number. Where do you get a third from? So says the Ritva, number 31, who keneged chatzi ha-shekel, she'ayuk chayivim l'trumas alishcha, ela she'osifu al-hamidos, because the currency has changed, inflation, so it's enough to give a third as opposed to a half. But we see the annual bare minimum, the animal minimum chiyuv of tzedakah is modeled after the machatzis ha-shekel, meaning the machatzis ha-shekel is a din in tzedakah. Moreover, look what it says in the Gemara Basa Daf Test, number 32. Amar Belazar Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim Adam Shokel Shikla Miskaper Lo. When a person gives shkolim during the Beis HaMikdash time, the person gets kapara by giving shkolim. Ach Shav Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Imosim Tztaka, then you're good to go. So Tztaka is replacing shkolim. There's that correlation between shkolim and Tztaka, nothing at all to do with their karbanos. It's an inyan of Mesiris Nefesh, giving it over. So a few other sources I'm not going to go through. Let's just finish with number 35 now. Halacha L'maisa. So when are you supposed to give this year Machatzis HaShekel? When's the ideal day? Should it be Thursday on Tanis Esther? Or should it be Sunday on Purim? So now based on this, it should be Thursday because the really Shkalim is a din in Tztaka. It's a din in the Tanis Tzibur with the greatest Tzedaka. So that's how we pass it. What? Exactly. So that's why Kav HaChaim Paskin, this is what the Minhag Olam is, number 35, even if the Tainus gets pushed off, like this year, really the 13th is on Shabbos, but we get in fast on Shabbos, so we push it off till Thursday. Now some actually say you push it off to Friday. Some say you push it off to Friday. We don't Paskin this way. But as a side here, Rav Chaim Mibrisk would not get an Aliyah on Tainus Sibur. His choshish would be a brachal vatala for those Rishonim who held that that's really supposed to be kept on Friday Tainus, and not on Thursday. It's a chashash brachal vatala, so he wouldn't get a li on that day. Someone else will get that. Someone who doesn't know the halacha, he'll get it. Better off. Root of Yushogian. So either way, we paskin, it gets pushed off till Thursday. So then we give the machzeh shekel on Thursday. All right. We'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem next week. Tomorrow, if anyone wants, we're giving a shiur at 9 o'clock here on Tainus Esther, actually. And next week, we're going to do an inyan on Kriyas and Megillah. Go ahead.